Drew Brees plans to play on Sunday. Josh Gordon's Patriots career has come to an end. And it's war between the Jets and injured guard Kelechi Osemele. From Sports Illustrated, I'm Kaylin Kaler, and this is MMQB News. Each and every weekday afternoon, we'll bring you the biggest news and most important stories from across the NFL. Here's what you need to know for Thursday, October 24th. Saints quarterback Drew Brees says he's planning to make his return this week against the Cardinals. Brees has been out since week two with a thumb injury to his throwing hand. He missed five starts. In his place, backup quarterback Teddy Bridgewater has gone undefeated. Brees has now been medically cleared and has an internal brace inside his thumb that was actually installed during surgery. He'll also likely wear a splint during the game. The thumb injury takes about 3 months to fully heal, so Brees isn't quite there yet, but the internal brace should help. He said the decision to play will come down to just making sure I can be me. He says that redeveloping his grip strength was the biggest obstacle in this comeback process. Brees says, I'll tell Sean Payton if I'm ready and he'll believe me. Payton said, look, if he's ready to play, he's ready to play. This game's an important game, just as our first game after the bye is important. So our approach will be just that. The Patriots placed wide receiver Josh Gordon on injured reserve with a knee injury on Wednesday. This is most likely the end of the receiver's career in New England. Gordon re-aggravated two bone bruises in his knee while making a sideline tackle against the Giants 2 weeks ago. The Patriots reportedly planned to waive Gordon and allow him to sign with another team. Gordon received the minor injured reserve designation, which means he is likely to be cleared soon. Our very own Albert Breer reported that Gordon ran 22 miles per hour on the treadmill Wednesday. Once he's cleared, the Patriots must release Gordon and allow him to sign elsewhere. New England signaled this might be coming when they traded for Falcons receiver Mohamed Sanu earlier this week. But the move may have come as a surprise to Gordon. He commented one word, interesting, on the NFL's Instagram post that announced his move to IR. New England is expected to use their final designated to return IR spot on offensive tackle Isaiah Wynn. They already used their other return spot on rookie receiver N'Keal Harry. Gordon had 20 catches for 287 yards and one touchdown in his six games in New England this year. Jets guard Kelechi Osemele is standing his ground against his team. Osemele told reporters that he will get surgery for a torn labrum, whether the team authorizes it or not. Osemele has not played or practiced since week four because of the pain from his injury. He has seen the Jets doctor and two other doctors for second opinions, and he says all three of them told him he needs to have surgery. Osemele even posted one of the doctor's letters on his Instagram to prove to Jets fans that he's really not making this up. The Jets reportedly don't agree that the guard needs surgery right at this moment. They think he can continue to play and have surgery after the season is over. The team reportedly thinks his injury is a pre-existing condition that he played through with the Raiders last season. The Jets went so far as to fine Osemele for conduct detrimental to the team after he refused to practice last week. They plan to fine him a game check, $580,000, for each week he decides not to practice. Osemele has filed a grievance and held a conference call with the NFLPA to discuss strategy if the Jets do not authorize his surgery. The NFLPA released a statement saying it is considering all options to protect Osemele. Osemele's agents told ESPN's Adam Schefter that the Jets insurance provider has approved the surgery. ESPN reporter Rich Simini reported that the team is suspicious of the timing because Osemele didn't start complaining about the injury until he was on the verge of losing his starting job. Osemele says he had been masking the pain earlier in the season with the painkilling drug Toradol. He says, once a painkiller stops working and it doesn't do anything for you anymore, then you're at the point where it's, now what do? Do I take Vicodin? Where's the line? How much should a player play through pain? What is the limit? Is there a limit? Does my health really matter? The issue seems like a strange hill to die on for the Jets, who are 1-5 and had already benched Osemele in favor of Alex Lewis. That's the MMQB news for today. Subscribe and listen wherever you get your podcasts each and every weekday afternoon. For more NFL analysis, check out the MMQB NFL podcast and the MMQB on the web at si.com/NFL.